Well, yesterday, not a lot of high school sports on a Wednesday, but the Heartland Christian Golf Invitational was held over at Fox Run and Council Bluffs yesterday. On the boys' side, Lewis Central wins the meet with 338. Southwest Iowa with a 367. The runner-up, Boyer Valley, 372, placing third. Individually on the boys' side, Jeremy Love of Lewis Central was the medalist, shooting the low round of 80. Grant Kenkel of Boyer Valley shot 81. That was good for second place. On the girls' side, Boyer Valley, the champs with a 405 to edge Glenwood, who shot 407. Southwest Iowa at 427 was third in that meet yesterday. Girls' medalist was Garrett Reich of Glenwood, shooting an 89. Katie O'Day of Boyer Valley shot 96 and was the runner-up medalist in that meet yesterday. Major League Baseball yesterday, Dexter Fowler was all the offense the Cardinals could muster, but it was good enough. He hit his first two home runs for St. Louis, and they swept the Pirates Wednesday with their third straight 2-1 victory over Pittsburgh. Fowler had three of the Cardinals' 8 hits, including a third-inning drive into the right field bullpen and then a shot down the right field line in the fifth, both off of Garrett Cole. Josh Bell tied the score with a fourth-inning homer to center against Michael Wacha, who had retired the first 10 batters. St. Louis is now 6-9, winning its opener and losing 9 of 11 before that sweep. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Chicago Cubs over Milwaukee 7-4. The New York Mets beat Philadelphia 5-4. Washington 14-4 over Atlanta. San Diego edging Arizona 1-0. Dodgers over the Rockies by a 4-2 final. Jason Vargas dazzled for the third straight start. The Royals finally scored off Giants ace Madison Bumgarner, and Kansas City beat San Francisco 2-0 Wednesday night, splitting their two-game series. Vargas scattered four hits over seven innings with nine strikeouts, his 12th straight start allowing two runs or fewer, the longest streak by a left-hander in franchise history. Joakim Soria pitched a perfect eighth inning in relief of Vargas, and Kelvin Herrera worked around a leadoff walk in the ninth to earn his third save as the Royals finish off a 5-3 homestand. A couple of other interleague games saw Seattle beat Miami 10-5, Baltimore 2-0 over Cincinnati. In the American League, Oakland beat Texas 9-1, Yankees over the White Sox 9-1, Toronto 3-0 over Boston, Tampa Bay outscoring Detroit 8-7, Houston beat the LA Angels 5-1, Cleveland at Minnesota was rained out. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was Omaha beating Round Rock 5-4, Iowa beat New Orleans by an 8-3 final in yesterday's play. A person familiar with the situation says former New York Yankees star Derek Jeter and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush have joined forces in their attempt to buy the Miami Marlins after having competing interests in pursuit of the team. Jeter ended his 20-year playing career in 2014 and has long talked about owning a team. Bush is the brother of former President George W. Bush, who was an owner of the Texas Rangers from 1989 to 1998. Well, the Houston Rockets and the Washington Wizards each have 2-0 leads in the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Rockets overcame an historic triple-double by Russell Westbrook, while the Wizards survived a rugged game against Atlanta. Westbrook produced the highest-scoring triple-double in playoff history, but it wasn't enough for Oklahoma City in a 115-111 loss to the Rockets. Westbrook scored a postseason team record 51 points and also had 13 assists and 10 rebounds. However, he was just 4 of 18 in the fourth quarter as the Rockets clawed back from a double-digit deficit. James Harden pumped in 35 points. Game 3 is Friday in Oklahoma City. In Washington, Bradley Beal scored 16 of his 31 points in the fourth quarter, pushing the Wizards past the Hawks 109-101. Game 3 is on Saturday. Golden State also took a 2-0 series lead despite playing without Kevin Durant because of a calf injury. Stephen Curry shot just 6 of 18 but contributed 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists as the Warriors slammed Portland 110-81. Game 3 will be held Saturday in Portland. Washington hockey fans are breathing a bit easier as the Capitals head home tied 2-2 in their Stanley Cup first-round series against the 8th-seeded Toronto Maple Leafs. Tom Wilson scored twice in a 2:23 span late in the first period to lead the Caps to a 4-1 lead and a 5-4 win at Toronto. T.J. Oshie and Alex Ovechkin tallied in the first 4:34 to put the Caps up 2-0. The Maple Leafs drew within 4-3 on Auston Matthews' goal with 8 minutes left, but Oshie gave the Capitals some breathing room just 59 seconds later. Capitals will host Game 5 on Friday. Meanwhile, the Anaheim Ducks have become the first team to advance to the second round. They polished off a 4-game sweep of Calgary. John Gibson handled 36 shots, and the Ducks scored a pair of early goals, beating the Flames 3-1 yesterday to advance. Also in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Minnesota avoided a 4-game sweep as Devan Dubnyk turned back 28 shots in a 2-0 shutout of St. Louis. Game 5 will be in St. Paul on Saturday. Craig Anderson stopped 22 shots, and the Ottawa Senators took a 3-1 lead in their opening round series as they blanked the Boston Bruins 1-0. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says whoever decided to eliminate the two-a-day practices surely didn't ask the players. In hopes of reducing concussions, the NCAA eliminated two-a-day contact practices during the preseason.
If you talk to our players, and apparently some of our players have talked to players at other schools, very prominent schools, the players are not in favor. I can tell you that right now. Just an informal survey with our veteran guys. They actually prefer the two-a-days because they're shorter times on the field. We're on the field, we're off the field, they get back and go rest, and they come back, and it's the same thing.
Ferentz says shorter and more frequent practices are more productive, and the new guidelines actually will allow more time on the practice field than the teams need.
You could be on the field 3 hours, which we never are, but you could be on the field conceivably 3 hours during the contact period, then another 2 hours in walkthrough, and I can tell you I've never participated in a two-hour walkthrough and don't plan to in my lifetime. So, you know, you're talking about 5 hours potentially on the field, and, you know, we've never done that ever.
Ferentz calls the changes short-sighted and says they will serve to lengthen preseason camp, and that means players will be on campus even longer.
The biggest issue I have is just the length of, and it's going to be boring as could be. I mean, I think we're going to have Parcheesi tournaments. You guys ever play Parcheesi, Monopoly, things like that. I'm just trying to figure out what we're going to do. It's going to be a lot of waste of time, and quite frankly, to me, camp is all about, you know, keeping guys on the clock, being efficient.
Iowa will close out their spring drills with their spring game coming up on Friday night. Nebraska coach Mike Riley announced on Twitter that Tanner Lee will head into summer as the Cornhuskers' number one quarterback. Riley said in a series of tweets Wednesday night that the competition among the quarterbacks was outstanding this spring and that they would continue to push each other. Riley said coaches met with the quarterbacks and explained the importance of defining a starter at this time. Lee, a junior from Louisiana who transferred from Tulane, beat out redshirt freshman Patrick O'Brien. Lee made 19 starts at Tulane in the 2014-15 seasons and completed 54% of his passes with 23 touchdowns and 21 interceptions. Lee was sharp in the spring game on Saturday, completing 13 of 19 passes for 190 yards and 3 touchdowns. President Donald Trump has congratulated the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots at the White House. Not surprisingly, the president drew some parallels to the team's 25-point comeback against the Atlanta Falcons in February and his own political upset win. Trump saluted a number of individual players, but did not mention superstar quarterback Tom Brady, whose friendship he repeatedly touted during his campaign. Brady notified the White House that he was dealing with a personal family matter and didn't attend the ceremony. More than two dozen players didn't attend the ceremony. Several had said beforehand that they would not show up for political reasons. Also around the NFL, former Packers receiver Bill Anderson has died at the age of 80. A funeral home says Anderson died Tuesday at Park West Medical Center in Knoxville, Tennessee. Anderson played 8 seasons in the NFL and was part of 2 championship teams with Green Bay. Phil Sims is heading to the studio as part of the NFL Today on CBS. Sims was recently replaced in the broadcast booth by Tony Romo when the Cowboys quarterback retired from playing. And Blake Bolden says he's been too busy putting the field together to reflect on his first Drake Relays as its director. Bolden is the first native Iowan to direct the meet, which is just a week away.
I mean, I have some concern just that all these maybe more than 50 Olympians announced after these fields roll out. And then, of course, all the rest of their competitors, that their flights are going to be on time and that they'll make it to the airport. You know, I've missed a flight in my day. And I know there's some anxiety that all these folks will actually make it to the starting blocks or to the runway and the jumps.
Bolden says the final week is about details, and he has plenty of help. The Drake Relays get underway next week. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.